This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the United States has circulated a draft resolution in the United Nations Security Council calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Blinken announced the move during an interview with Saudi Arabian media outlet Al Hadath on Wednesday. Blinken said the ceasefire would be tied to the release of hostages who've been held by Hamas since its deadly invasion of southern Israel on October 7th. The U.S. has used its veto in the U.N. Security Council to block previous resolutions calling for an immediate ceasefire in the Palestinian territory. Blinken arrived in Saudi Arabia Wednesday to begin a new round of shuttle diplomacy aimed at securing a ceasefire. He held talks with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and his Saudi counterpart Prince Faisal bin Farhan in Jeddah. Blinken is traveling to Cairo Thursday for meetings with his counterparts from Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Jordan, as well as officials from the United Arab Emirates and the Palestinian Liberation Organization. He will then travel to Israel on Friday. Russian aerial attacks targeted Ukraine's capital Kyiv Thursday, with the Ukrainian Air Force saying it shot down all 31 Russian missiles involved. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said on Telegram that rocket fragments fell in multiple districts of the city, hitting residential buildings and causing several fires. Klitschko said at least 10 people were injured. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his nightly address Wednesday that his country needs military aid to help defend itself from Russian missile attacks. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told President Zelensky Wednesday during a visit to Kyiv that billions in new military aid from the U.S. will get to the country. U.S. House Republicans have blocked a vote to approve a $60 billion emergency spending plan for weapons for Ukraine and to bolster armament production in the United States. This is VOA News. Australia and the United Kingdom signed a new defense and security cooperation agreement Thursday that deepens the strategic relationship between the two nations. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
The new accord signed Thursday builds on the 2021 AUKUS alliance, which is designed to allow Australia to build a new multi-billion dollar fleet of nuclear-powered submarines with help from the United States and Britain. Britain's Defence Minister Grant Shapps is in Australia for the annual Australia-UK ministerial meetings, which were first held in 2006. Shapps told a news conference in Canberra that the treaty would enhance global efforts to maintain peace.
Because we stand united in our view of the world and what needs to be done, and we are proactive nations that are prepared to stand up and make sure that we do maintain the world order.
Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
Bloomberg News says the U.S. Justice Department is preparing to sue tech giant Apple as early as Thursday for allegedly violating antitrust laws by blocking rivals from accessing hardware and software features of its iPhone. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite explains.
More precise details aren't yet known. However, device makers such as smart tracker firm Tile have complained that Apple restricts how they can work with its handsets. The tech giant went on to develop its own AirTag trackers some years after Tile's had hit the market. Apple has also faced criticism for restricting access to contactless payments. Credit cards can only be added using its own Apple Pay system. There was no immediate comment on the report from the company or DOJ officials. Apple is also in the midst of an antitrust-related tussle with Fortnite maker Epic Games. Microsoft and other firms have joined Epic in claiming the iPhone maker has made it hard for consumers to pay for content except through its own App Store.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. Repeating our top story, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the United States has circulated a draft resolution in the U.N. Security Council calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Blinken announced the move during an interview with Saudi Arabian media outlet Al Hadath on Wednesday. Blinken arrived in Saudi Arabia to begin a new round of shuttle diplomacy in the Middle East aimed at securing a ceasefire. He's traveling to Cairo Thursday for meetings with his counterparts from Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Jordan, as well as officials from the United Arab Emirates and the Palestinian Liberation Organization. I'm Richard Green.